You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
So, this is part two of the show. This is where we're actually going to eat what we made in part one. If you've listened to part one, you will have seen that we made some...
Well, they won't have seen, they'll have heard.
Yeah, they'll have heard that we made some wings with chicken and honey.
Honey chili chicken wings.
Yes, that's the correct one.
Let's use the name of the you can't just buy, but we need some stuff with these ingredients.
So just a quick recap. This is a pilot show. We're trying a new format. This is part two of the format.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we have got three beers. We've actually got four just because I want to try different beers with it. So we'll try a different range of beers and we're going to try them against the food to work out which one we think is the best to pair with it. Yeah. Not necessarily the best.
Yeah, so we're not rating the beers against each other, we're rating the beers against the food.
We're still going to describe the beers like we used to, and there'll be a little bit of, oh, well, we think this is a good one, but there'll be less of that criticalness. So
I mean, but it's because we found it just too hard to rate beers against each other. Yeah. It was all getting really good beer.
So we're hopefully going to educate each other and things like that, but it's a bit different. So let's you go through the blurb of the first one.
Yeah, so the first beer is a 330ml bottle from Northern Alchemy. Is Lavender Black Berliner Weiss. It's 3.2% alcohol and it was £2.80 from Coppers. You're looking very confused there. Were you just double checking you could hear me?
Yeah, and I couldn't.
You couldn't?
Yes.
Well, I'll just turn us
up. Am I meant to be able to hear you on the audio?
Yeah, you are.
Alright, maybe it's just because... Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
it's on. I'm just being stupid. This is a pilot, so we will be doing things like that. Whoa, that's a lively beer.
That has
just came from the... We just bought it before in the car.
So it's just ended up all over the table and floor.
So we're going to have a lot less of this beer. We suspect that'll be because it's been in the car and then just quickly put in the fridge.
Yeah.
Because... We went to...
I didn't open that very lively.
We went to Coppers today, didn't we?
Yes, so it's from Coppers.
Coppers. I will pour some of that into your glass just to get... So it stops going all over the table.
And floor. And everything.
So it's very... It's coming out very dark. Because of the nature of it, it's coming out very...
Very heady.
Very heady. But that is more just because...
It's probably, because it's been shaking about.
Yeah. So, smell-wise... It smells very medicinal.
I was going to say there's a herby cherry.
It smells like it should be good for you.
It's got definitely got quite a fizz behind it as well.
Okay. It's got a nice sourness to it.
Oh, crikey. Yes.
It's got a bit different. So, it should be interesting. We just randomly picked beers, so styles may be similar. Yeah. So we'll grab a wing and try and not burn ourselves, and we'll see what we think, how it changes things. And so there's a nice sweetness to these wings.
There is. They're a little bit sticky, so they've got that kind of dirty finger food taste and all that.
Yeah, it's one of those foods that some people will absolutely hate because you get really sticky. It's fiddly, and I think that's one of them sort of things that you either love or you hate.
Exactly.
And me now, being toothless.
Not entirely toothless.
Yeah, actually, I've had lots of teeth removed the other week, and this is one of the first proper meals I've been eating. So I think...
It's a very strong contrast.
Yeah, I think it cuts through the greasiness a little bit, but...
Yes.
And I don't know if it...
They've both got a slight sweetness, which kind of works. But because it does really cut through the whole, texture and flavour, I wouldn't say it's a good pairing.
No, I'm certainly hoping we get something a bit better. I think it thinks out that spiciness a bit more while you're drinking it. So should we go quickly?
Don't get me wrong, it's a good beer.
Yep.
Are
you going to... That's it. We're not talking about if a beer is bad or good. In this sense, that's a beer that I would buy, I would enjoy.
against the food, it's just not quite right. It's possibly slightly too fizzy as well.
Yeah.
Oh, where did it?
What in the blind panic of...
The blind panic of, oh shit, it's all going everywhere. Right, so, beer number two.
I think this is probably going to be, again, another similar style, unfortunately.
Magic Rock Brewing and the Wild Beer Co. Ghost Zapper. It's a 330ml bottle. It's £5.4% alcohol by volume and £3.50 from Coppers and Gosforth.
So they're all very much...
That's a bit fizzy as well.
Yeah, so you should have drove better.
Actually, I would have used less petrol as well if I drove better.
Yeah, basically, Adam's drove... I mean, Bob...
Drives like a maniac.
Drives like a prick. So one of the things we're doing with this new format is we're going to pour all the beers out together so that we can play about with them and taste them in comparison, where before we would always drink one off.
And then drink the next.
Yeah. So this smells a lot sweeter.
Oh.
It doesn't have...
It's got... I want to say a similar smell to... Like box, but sweet.
Yeah, you can definitely smell that word that we keep thinking we've made up, but I think the lambasticy sort of.
Slightly, yeah, slightly lambastic.
So we'll go for
sure. It is a word you made up, Phil.
Well,
but if it's a word that works,
no, I think that complements each other a lot better than the previous one in terms of the. It's still a sour beer, where the other one had them that like herbalness that contrasts. This one doesn't. It's a little bit sweeter, a lot more fruity, and that's really sort of
but doesn't necessarily cleanse and cut through as well.
Mm.
So the other one, like quite, it cleansed your palate a little. So when you went and ate the other wing. You got that full flavour of the wing again, whereas this one, it balances and kind of works along with it.
Yes, I should remember that we're a podcast show and not a stuff your face show, because I'm like,
wings.
I think these are a really good recipe. Mm. So yeah, it is. I think that one is better than the first. So I'm going to do this because you seem to be enjoying that wing. What I'll do is I'll get on to the next one. It is from Errant Brewing. It is, read that for me, because I'm a dyslexic fool.
It is Shikari.
Shikari!
A double India pale ale.
And that is at 7.8%.
In a 500ml can.
Oh, yeah, so in a big boy can. We'll see if I can get this all over. Oh, look how... Well,
the cans seem to have done better than the bottles.
Yeah. So I'll pour you some of that. So it's, again,
I see you get a better half than me.
Well, you can. There's plenty in there. So
this is quite a cloudy.
Yeah.
Dark.
You got all your.
It's a very orangey looking. Well, not even orangey. What color would you call that?
It's
a pale color, but it's not clear, and it's not
very fruity smells. Mangoes and things like that. It's very much the way that. IPAs and double IPAs have gone though, isn't it? You know, there's a New England IPA style came in.
Yeah, and there's quite a trend of calling things hazy as well.
Mm. It's very fruity.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Even on its own. I don't know whether I want to eat a wing and ruin that
You've
taste.
Got it though.
Does it work with the wings?
Yes, it does. And that works very well, the hoppiness it takes.
Oh.
I think it takes the hoppiness down an octave while you're eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And where I think the other ones did more, the other beers did more for the wings to do things with the flavour of them. I think this does more for the beer itself.
Yes, it does.
The coatings and stuff like that completely changes.
Mm-hmm. And it's not... it's not as harsh on your palate as the others. This one, it's very well balanced as a beer, and it works incredibly well with these wings, actually.
Yeah. So that,
I'd say that's even my favourite beer out of the three.
So far, yes. And what we're going to do is, because it was in the cupboard, and because we had certain styles, I wanted to do something a little bit darker. So Jet Blackheart Nitro, that is 4.7%. I got it from Morrison's. You have to twirl it four times before you pour it, and pour vigorously. So this is Nitro, so the bubbles are smaller. So you're meant to make a display for this one.
And get it everywhere, right?
Yeah. And it's like that old one of Guinness, good things come to those that wait. You want it to settle.
Yeah.
It says put in a pint glass, that's why we're going to share it, like a couple of lovers.
So presumably the...
there's a couple of lovers, is that an orgy?
That would be, for people, that would be some sort of swingers orgy.
Yeah.
So presumably the gassing process of this kind of slightly different to the normal process.
Yeah, so you use nitro. Now in stuff like Guinness and stuff, you have the widgets.
Yeah.
But in this you don't, that's why you have to sort of wank it and do it really.
So the question is the availability of these kind of, we'll come to that later. We'll come to that in section
three. Yes, that's section three.
Yeah.
So we just, I think I poured that really badly though. Even
No, you were meant to do it vigorously. You did it as vigorously as you could.
Yep.
Without harming yourself.
So I'm going to take a thing of the head.
No, you're just going to take it. Wait.
Really, I should have.
It's still going.
I should have poured that first, shouldn't I, and let it wait.
Yeah. I mean, you could finish your other beers.
Yeah.
Because even that first beer is actually a nice beer.
Yeah. Oh, well.
In the right setting, that is going to be.
Yeah.
In fact, going back to it, it's got a good kind of palate cleansing work.
Yeah, and I think there'll be certain foods that goes really, really, really well with. Other foods, it probably doesn't. It's certainly one that you could. I don't know how many of them I would drink. In terms of, I think
possibly half a bottle, and after that, it's going to be a bit too much. So, a 330ml bottle you'd probably share with a friend quite easily.
Yeah. At least for now.
If not, you're going to, as a drink, you're going to take that quite slowly compared to some of the others.
It's one of those drinks that tastes where you're not just getting the everyday same flavours. That's one of the reasons why
I
got bored of the other show was there's whatever's in vogue and you drink that. And you can get a load of them, and you know, half the shelves are some hazy IPA at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think over the past,
you know, there's nothing wrong with some of the hazy IPAs, but again, which is the same thing we were saying before, is everybody does what's in fashion, and not everybody does.
Oh, we're gonna do a really, really fruity double IPA, and everybody runs to that. And there's certain breweries, and that's all they seem to be producing is a bulk of them. And some of them are absolutely amazing, but it's like...
And some of them aren't. Some of them are a subpar. And, you know...
I had one called Hazy. It was one of the Tesco ones. I can't even remember what it was called. I found out the bottle. It was one of the ones that had, like, you know, the rim pulls where the whole thing came off.
Yeah.
And I couldn't finish it. It was just bitter and horrible. Anyway, so the... I was going to call it Guinness. The Jet Black Heart.
It does look...
But that's because it's
really like a Guinness.
So it's a nice, sweet, malty flavour. I absolutely love sort of a darker beer on Nitro. It brings a sweetness out there that is just absolutely lovely.
Now, you got a very thick head on that, but that's a very nice, creamy head.
And, now, the wings, this brings out a complete different set of flavours. This brings out caramelised more. And... It,
less of the sweet and less of the spice, and more of that, caramelised, which I suppose is sweet, but not on a different level.
Yeah. So I would I think the two I would recommend with these wings is the Shikari, so the double IPA and the Night Road Stout.
Mm-hmm.
Are the two that I would, and I think personally, I would be,
it would be hard to brew dogs jet black hot.
Yeah, hard to distinguish. And I think the best idea would be you just have to have two drinks with it,
mm-hmm.
and have one of each, mm-hmm. and appreciate the drink, the food in two different.
What percentage is that jet black hot?
It's not. It's 4.7, and the good thing
so,
about that.
So actually, for that, you could have more of them than the Shikari.
Yeah. And the good thing is, you can get that for a lot cheaper in Morrison's.
It's a lot more available. So potentially, the recommendation is, with this meal, have your Jet Black Heart, because when you're in, not in Tesco's, because they didn't do the wings, but when you're in Morrison's, you'll be able to pick them all up.
Yeah.
And that's consumer advice.
Yeah.
You know, we've become a consumer advice show. Yes. You know, don't shop here because you want this. And
so please, this is as I said, this is the pilot. We might not do this show again. We might change it dramatically. Mm-hmm. There'll definitely be little bits and bobs that we change because, you know, we discuss things afterwards and we work out what worked, what didn't, what we thought wasn't very good. But please email your thoughts in, sharks@formalshark.co.uk. Exactly. We may listen to them. Don't get offended if we don't.
Tweet us.
Yeah.
It is at FormalsharkLD, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
The Let's Drink account.
At Formal Shark, we'll still get it.
Yeah.
We still have that one.
Yeah, we'll just retweet it around.
And if you see me or Phil in the street, you know, you don't want like us, then tell us.
Yeah. You know, this show, we hope, is refresh, something new. Probably take a little bit of time to bed in. People don't like changes, you know.
No. Some people really don't like changes. Some people don't mind it.
Yeah. We're going to change the show because we're bored of the other one. So tough shit if you loved it. It ain't coming back.
No. No.
There'll be some new format. We hope it's this one because we are really enjoying it.
Exactly.
So we will probably come back
in once we've got through these wings a little bit.
Yeah, and finish these drinks, and then we'll come back for the...
Part three.
That I haven't sort of named yet properly.
Part three.
Part one, part two, part...
Yeah, I mean, should it's
we
a
start,
trilogy.
Should we start with the different versions of the wall each time? You know, part one, part two. Was there a part
Maybe,
three of the wall?
There was. Very short. I feel copyright law means we can't.
Well, we can do it badly. We can just go, just as long as we say enough of it so it's a bit different, just na na na, na 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 na.
Or Back to the Future.
Oh, Doc!
Yeah, exactly. We could just use, I don't know.
I could say something offensive there, but I'm not going to.
But you're not going to.
Yes. Anyway, we'll see you in the next show.
You have been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, a Formal Shark production. Written and performed by Phil and Bob. Edited by Phil.